Well, Phil, you have seen yourself, if you can restrict people to a low score on this pitch, how you can win games, and you've done it in emphatic style today.
Yeah, we have done it pretty well today. I think the bowler set up the total for us, I think. OK, we probably had the best of the pitch, where the pitch nibbled around a little bit there when we bowled, so that got us off to a pretty good start. But once we got out there and batted, it was a little bit better.
I mean, you've gone from one extreme to the other. You see a side score 200 not against you on Friday, and then you restricted somebody to just over 100 today.
Yeah, the game on Friday was disappointing. Okay, they batted well and they got 210. Okay, we tried our best to chase it down, but 210 2020 is a very, very good score. But it's all credit to the guys that come back after a pretty disappointing result the other day to come back and win pretty comfortable here.
And you saw yourselves a few weeks ago, you got 114 against Nottinghamshire in your first match here, the exact same score as Leicestershire today. It's nigh impossible to defend, isn't it, a score like that?
Yeah, it is, especially if you get the first two batters in and playing a few shots after five, six overs, then it's a long road back from there.
I think you put on an 82 with Herschel, which is one of the best opening stands that Durham have had in 2020, and I can't ever remember you beating anybody by 9 wickets before. It may have happened, but I've been looking through the record books today. I can't find evidence of it.
Oh, I'm not sure about the stats, but it's always good to win by 9 wickets, and we won a pretty good one. Obviously, Hershey's had a pretty good T20 campaign for us, and hopefully we can carry that on.
Seems like at home anyway, the last few innings, you've found the knack of getting runs. Hershey's, that's his third half century now, but I mean, we know how many runs he can get anyway, but you've looked like you've got into a bit of groove the last few games as well.
Yeah, I'm starting to hit it pretty nice. Had a disappointing first few games, but I'm starting to hit it pretty nice again. But is it too late? We'll know that in the next few games.
As we speak, I think Derbyshire are about to beat Lancashire and do you a big favour. You're going to be looking at third best spot again, but it could still be all to play for with two or three games to go.
I think with the group, Notts and Yorkshire are moving ahead, but I think everyone's beating everybody, so hopefully Leicester can do a couple of jobs and Derby can do a few jobs, so hopefully, you never know, but if we win the next couple of games, then hopefully we'll put ourselves in position again.
Tell us about your partnership with Hershey today. He's obviously a guy who's nice to bat with, because he can smack it about at one end, you can do it at the other, and you bat off each other, really.
Yeah, it is. It's been pretty frustrating. Obviously, I knew Hershey was coming in the winter, but it's always good to bat with Hershey because he's a good player and he's a confident guy. And okay, we haven't got off to the best start. I ran him out the other day and I've always been getting up before him. But it's nice to get an 80-odd partnership with him, and hopefully that moves us forward.
And from your point of view, another half century, I think that's something like 7 or 8 now you've got in 2020.
Yeah, I set me target out this year to try and get 200s, but that hasn't happened. But still two games left, so hopefully I can get 100 in that. I think that's what I'm missing. I need to get a few hundreds rather than just 50s.
And not just looking at the league table, but from the actual quality of the play these sides put in, you've seen how the likes of Yorkshire and Nottinghamshire play this game, and then you've seen the likes of Derbyshire and Leicestershire at the other end. Do you think there's a distinct difference in quality between one end of the table and the other this season?
I think that just goes with all formats. I think if you look at the likes of Derby and Leicester in the Division 2 and Championship as well, I think that just goes with all formats. Division 2 is Division 2 and Division 1 is Division 1, and that's Division 1's always got the better players, but Division 2 all produces some good players.
So some young players coming up through those Leicestershire ranks who you'd expect to be doing things in a few years?
Yeah, there's a couple. Cobb's been around a while now. He's starting to make a little bit of a blast for himself, and you've got a young keeper I was in Zimbabwe with Ned Ecclesley. So they've got a couple of young guys, and obviously you've seen Taylor Lee there last year. So they've got the quality down there, but they just have to start performing.
And it was Cobb who got you in the end. I think the ball after you'd got your 50 up, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was fast. I was expecting a fast, but I wasn't expecting that fast. But he just dummy for pace, and I missed it, so that's life.